All right, everyone, we are back in Grimm's Uncanny Valley with some more Lust Academy. So let's get started. I woke up earlier than usual today. Where can I kill some time before classes start? I can't stop thinking about that night with Audrey and Samantha. Maybe I should go see Audrey. Maybe it's better to talk to her and set the record straight. Just as I thought, Audrey's always in the kitchen in the morning. Well, finding her wasn't a problem, it's just a matter of talking. Hey, beauty. What? Don't call me that. I don't want to hear it from your mouth. Actually, I don't want to hear anything from your mouth. Why are you always so rude? Seems like you enjoy it. Do you have something to tell me? Because if you want to have a heart-to-heart, then I'm not in the mood. I want to talk about our last conversation. I have some thoughts about it. Well, that's where things get interesting. I think that this relationship can benefit both of us. I don't want it to end. You bet. But, what buts can there be but here? We should find a way of saving my energy. We can't just take it. You literally feed off my magical powers, and you still have no idea of what I'm capable of. Don't flatter yourself. It's not about that. It all comes back to your bruised ego. Poor boy. Alright, I think I've had enough of you. If you can't be constructive, then I better go. Don't go. Sorry, Grimm. I don't know what's come over me. Do you already have some ideas? Maybe there are some special potions or spells. I'm sure there's a solution. We just need to think about it properly. I'll try to find something in the library. I don't think that we're the first people on Earth to face such a problem. Wait a moment. I'm sure that there's one book you can find something in. What book? I don't remember the actual title. Something about the succubi. Duh. When I was interested to know more about myself, I found it really useful. There's one problem. I don't think that freshmen are allowed to read such literature. So you should make a bit of effort. Maybe you can cajole Emily. That's your business. Maybe you can get the book. I don't have time for it. And actually, you need this more, not me. Well, well. That was to be expected. Nothing new. I wouldn't need to depend on you. So don't worry, I'll handle it somehow. Just let me know when you find something. Uh-huh. Then if we, pardon, have nothing to discuss, I'd better go. Bye. Have a nice day. Well, that was strange above all else. I wonder if it can ever not be strange with Audrey. Okay, I can't just fill my head with that. I still have a lot to do, including preparing for the ritual. Don't forget about that. Speaking of which, we can't do it without Samantha. I need to see if she's willing to help us. Hopefully Haley hasn't left for her studies yet so we can all discuss this together. I'm sure Samantha won't refuse to help me. Hey, Sam, are you busy now? Not really. Are you okay? Yep, just need to talk with you. And here I am. Maybe it would be better if we go up to my bedroom? And let's call Haley, this concerns her too. Sure, Grimm, I never mind her company. Great. You two look like co-conspirators. What's going on? It's a very long story. Very, very long story, rather. I'm in no hurry. So it all started when we found the textbook with strange inscription. Belonging to somebody called E. Bloom. Bloom? You mean it's somehow related to Elijah? We suppose so, but when we tried to talk to him about it, he just acted strange and left in the middle of the conversation. Doesn't sound like Elijah. Why do you act like that? And that's the problem, we have no idea. We found out that this E. Bloom studied in Cordell a few decades ago. The main point is that his father was a homophobe. And since Bloom and his lover Hans were gay, they decided to run away to another world and performed a special ritual. Look, what do you think? It doesn't seem to be witchcraft. It looks like more like the magic of portals. I'm not an expert, but what do you think? God, is it even possible? I can't believe it. What? Just give me a minute and you'll see. Okay, I'll be right back. Did you understand anything? Not at all. But I'm sure about Samantha. She's the only one who can help us. Come here. Oh, Grimm. What if Samantha comes in? We still have a few minutes. I'm not a fool enough to take every opportunity to kiss you one more time. Well, Guys, look what I found. Children's book? I don't think that we're looking for something like that. Just listen. This is the old legend about two lovers, Hansel and Gretel. Their families hated each other, so the boy and girl run away from them to a different world. Doesn't this story remind you of something? And that's not all. The ritual is described in details here. Look! The very same steps. But I couldn't even imagine that it could be performed in real life. It all seems to be a silly joke. Are we on the verge of something big here? Or we are on the verge of something big here. We won't know until we try. The only possible way is to perform this ritual and open the portal. Are you sure, Grim? It can be really dangerous. I'm afraid that's the only solution, Samantha. What are the ingredients that we need? A handful of solar dust, crushed dragon skin, and fresh Edelweiss petals. Oh gosh, so rare. How are we gonna find all of them? I'll manage it, don't worry. It's not a problem, okay? And you also need a person who will support the portal while you're preparing everything. Will you help us? Yep, you can count on me. I like adventures. Agreed then. So Grim, the ingredients are on you. We perform the ritual as soon as you get them, right? Wait. We should also wait for the full moon. Anyway, keep me in the loop. Thank you, Sam. Oh guys, so sorry I have to run. Homework can't wait. I don't know what we'd do without you. We'll work something out. See ya. I'm so happy, Grim. Samantha's fantastic. Now I'm sure that we'll solve the mystery. There's no other way. Things are going to be great. You think so? Absolutely. She's in such a good mood. It feels like a special moment. Should I ask her about our date now? My gut tells me I'm doing the right thing. Anyway, nothing bad is going to happen. Haley, I want to ask you something. Yes? Do you want to go on a date with me? Are you serious? I've never been more serious in my life. Then my answer is yes. Really? That's awesome. Why are you so surprised? Don't you think that you deserve a chance? No, that's not it. I'm just really happy. I'll text you about the details, right? Okay, I'll be in touch. I gotta go now. The last thing I want is to be late for my additional magic lesson. Good luck. You too, Grim. By the way, it's time for me to head towards the academy, too. I'm not sure I'll make it to class, but at least I'll get to cross paths with someone. Since Lily and I got lost in those woods, we haven't really talked. Maybe she's avoiding me. It's about time we found out what all this is about. The academy looks beautiful, as it always does. And the weather is fine today. It's warm and sunny, just the way I like it. The weather's even better in the inner garden. Because of the shape of the building, there's hardly any breeze coming in here. If it weren't for lessons, I'm sure it'd be crowded. But Lily's probably already in Victoria's class. I'll go check. Just as I thought, she's here. I hope I still have time before school starts. Hey there! Lily, you're gorgeous as always. How's it going? Oh, Grim! Hello! I'm fine. I'm getting ready for class. No books? I'm preparing mentally. I'm sorry, I don't get it yet. What's there to be mentally prepared for? Promise not to laugh. After what happened in the woods, I want to be prepared for anything. I don't want to feel helpless. And why would I laugh? Honestly, I envy your determination. And I admire it.
You do?
Absolutely. But there's a but.
Meh?
I don't think you're helpless. We're just freshmen. There's nothing we both could have done that day. If Sabrina hadn't gotten here in time, we both would have... Let's not talk about it. I just stopped having nightmares. Okay, let's change the subject. I think it's time to talk about the elephant in the room. Look, Lily.
Yeah?
About that offer you made in the woods.
Shh. You what?
Do you know what the acoustics are like in this class?
Acoustics? Never thought of that.
Then think about it now. You're right. This isn't the place to discuss it. Let's go.
Where to?
Someplace more private to talk.
What about the lesson?
Don't worry, we'll have another one this afternoon.
But what about the points for Leonhardt?
We'll turn in 12 books.
Don't worry about it, let's go.
Okay, you're a bad influence on me.
Why's that?
I never skipped school. This could be fun.
You bet it is.
Hey, wait a minute, don't be in such a hurry.
Grim, where are you taking me?
I don't like surprises.
We're here, baby, no surprises.
So that's it. And why are we going to the academy foyer?
Talk, of course. The acoustics in here are terrible.
Hee hee.
Alright, since you dragged me here.
Talk!
Oh, there you go. You were more proactive in the woods. Well, you know. Okay, actually, I really wanted to talk about that offer you made in the woods. It was so sudden and under the circumstances, I thought we should talk about it. So there wouldn't be any awkwardness. Awkward? Are you gonna stand me up? You misunderstood me. I don't want to remain a casual hookup. I can't stop thinking about you. Oh, Grim. Mm-hmm. Ah, prove it. What, right here? Don't pretend that's not why you brought me to such a secluded corner. So what are you waiting for? Well, you asked for it. I knew you couldn't resist my offer. Look at this little nook, huh? I'm sure no one will bother us here. Oh, Lily. Teachers walk by here all the time. If we get caught, it'll be embarrassing. I didn't know you were into that kind of stuff. It's not important to me. I just want you. Ah, your lips are so soft. If she keeps reacting so loudly, someone will definitely catch us. But I'd be lying if I said it didn't turn me on. Oh, after every kiss I give her, she flinches and trembles. Does it really turn her on that much? Hee hee. It's like she's been waiting for this all day. Her body is just burning with excitement. Lily, I want you even more than before. Oh, Grim, I'm all yours. Ah, please be gentle there. They're very sensitive. Her nipples are hard and swollen, so warm and nice. I'll try. Ah, Grim, I can't wait any longer. Take off your clothes. As you command, my lady. Oof, don't do that. I can't believe we're really doing this here. I could have sworn I could hear Jacob's voice somewhere in the distance. Let's hope he's not looking bored into every corner of the room. Yeah, that's much better. I see you're ready. You bet I am. You drive me crazy. It's rather cold to stand naked in this stone hall. Can you warm me up? Cold? That's strange. How hot you are must make the stones melt. Well, I know how to help you out. Come here. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to melt into her lips forever. They're sweet as honey. That's better, but I'm still cold. What should we do? I'm afraid. I'm afraid you'll have to fuck me to warm me up. Wow, Grim, you're strong. You're as light as a rose petal, baby. Let me show you some real strength. Oh yeah, take me. Just try not to scream too loud, okay? No promises. Here I go. Damn, I told her to keep her voice down. Ah! Ah, yes, oh yes. At this rate, we're gonna get caught. Baby, I'm not kidding. Be quiet. I'll try to. It's so tight and wet, I can't believe it. Fuck me harder. Ah, just like that. Oh, Lily. Okay, we got some angles. There you go. There's your angles there. Just a little bit more and I'll come. I'm almost. So am I. Don't stop. Did you hear that? What the hell? Now? Yes. I think someone's coming this way. Shit, no way. Do you think they heard us? And then he suddenly applies Richter Sempra. Come on, what about you? I don't know. I can't hear what they're saying. But it's too dangerous to go on. We must hurry. If anyone asked, we were just studying the murals. It's a good thing we had time to get dressed. I don't think anyone believed that you have to be naked to study murals. Heh. Yeah, that was close. Come here. But we're not done, Grim. So this'll have to be repeated. Is she serious? What a pervert. Although, who am I to judge? It will, baby. I'll see you later. We decided to separate and go to class separately. To deflect suspicion. In case Carter or Gabby saw something. Well, things with Lily are settled. I can't back down now. And I'm late for classes, that's for sure. What should I do while classes are in session? Maybe enjoy the weather in the yard? Yeah, it's a lot nicer out here. I could make some extra money at the cafe, or that's it, the library. I've been wanting to get to know Emily. But she didn't seem to mind being friends at all. Let's hope she's in good spirits today. Emily, how you doing? Hello, Grim. Could be better. I'm a little sleep deprived. Yeah, me too. Well, it's hard to say. You're looking so fresh. Oh, thanks. It's really nice to see you. You barely come here to the library lately. Are you busy with something? Kind of. But that's not a reason to leave your fantastic world of books and magic. It's too appealing. Hee hee. That makes me optimistic. Actually, you missed a lot. It's been a difficult few days. Wow, I need more details here. The pixies lost their minds completely. What do you mean? Before they just stole books and scattered them about, but now... They started to steal other things. That last one was my purse. Purse, rather. I still can't find it. Can you imagine? Are you sure it was pixies? Yes, pixies are elves. They live and work together in our academy's forest. They have kind of a symbiotic relationship. I think we should do something with the scoundrels. But let's try to find the purse first. Where did you see it last time before it was stolen? Here on my table. Let me think. Shh, do you hear that? Hear what? The rustling of wings. It seems to be coming from the second floor. I'll go up there and check. Let's check together. God, I really miss the view of those legs. And this booty. Breathtaking. No, I heard something. It sounds like it's coming from right over here. You seem to have good hearing, Grim. Whoops. I hope you've heard that at least. Oh my, yes. We're on the right track. Something is going on behind these shelves. By the way, are pixies dangerous for us? It's hard to say. I want you to be ready for anything just in case, but I believe we'll be okay. Don't forget about the purse. We need to get it back. No, no, that's not the most important thing. We need to teach these thieves a lesson. They need a little lesson, don't they? Full ahead, Emily. Or full speed ahead, Emily. What is going on? What is going on here? That's just shocking. Wow, I've never seen pixies in real life. They're so cute. You're not going to say that they're not naughty. Where's your conscience? No, wait. It's time to stop, guys. We need to talk. Guys? No offense, but I think it's completely useless. They won't listen to you. And that's it. They just ran off. Here's your purse, at least. Is something missing? What? I mean, it's a vibrator. Emily, Emily. Still waters run deep. Hold on. Damn. Whew, I was trying to sneeze. Sorry about that, guys. So, flirt? Try to embarrass her or act like there's nothing. Wow, that's really cool. You look like a woman who likes experiments. And here we do have proof. I gotta admit that it's really sexy. Grim, don't make me blush. Is there anything missing? I don't think so, or... Oh no, the potion. The potion. It was here. Mesmerizing potion. We practiced it with Miss Spellman just for fun. Just for fun? Interesting. I'm telling you, it's not here. Pixie stole it. Grim, we have to get it back by all possible means. In their little hands, this potion can become really dangerous. Do you know where the pixies live? In the elves' lair. It's somewhere in the forest. There's not a minute to lose before they cover their tracks. I'm going in pursuit. Are you coming with me? Of course, Emily. I won't leave you alone. Let's show these pixies that Cordale is not to be trifled with. Thank you, Grim. Follow me. I'm so glad that you're here with me, Grim. Let's get on with it. I'm at my wit's end already. There's just one thing I can't understand. How can this potion be that dangerous? 3 drops of the mesmerizing potion can drive a human insane for a short time. In this state of temporary insanity, the person is out of control. They can do anything that comes into their mind. But since an average elf or pixie is much smaller than a human, even 1 drop can be lethal for them in the best of cases. And in the worst case? In the worst case, I don't even want to picture that. Ugh, let's hurry up. Have you ever been in the forest? Yep, with Miss Spellman. But I'm still not quite familiar with this place. Very few people are. There are a lot of mysteries here that can be really dangerous. So it's better to stay together, just to be safe. I can't risk your life. Certainly, Emily, don't worry about that. Do we have much farther to go? No, not really. We're close. Well, it should be here. Ostende! Here we are. Just great. Wow, it works. Looks really impressive. I couldn't even imagine the pixie's facility looking like that. What's our plan? We only need to negotiate with the pixies, and it would be wise not to anger them. Let's hope for the best. What do you want? You have no business here, magicians. This is our territory. We're from the Cordale Academy, and we need to speak with your leader. Speak about what? Something was stolen from the academy by pixies. What are you talking about? Are you sure that those who stole it were pixies? We saw it with our own eyes. Wait here. That's a good start, don't you think? My name is Grang. What are you looking for, strangers? You folks took the vial of potion from us. We just want to get it back. Are you talking about this one? That's it. Thank God the bottle is full. Would you be so kind as to give it to us? Why should I do that? It doesn't belong to you. That's true. All I know is that you need it since you came here. How much would you pay for that? We're not here to bargain with you. It's just getting nasty. Oh, really? We're not going to pay for something that already belongs to us, okay? Is that your final answer? Absolutely. It's yours then. You're free to do whatever you want with it. Oh, no! Emily! Listen to me, stupid face. If anything more than just books get stolen from the Academy again, we're not going to take it lightly. Understand? Put me down! Right now! I said everything. One more time and you'll have to deal with the principal. Get out of here! Get away! Are you okay? What is going on? Is that you, Grim? Yes, Emily. You got some of the mesmerizing potion on you. Mesmerizing what? What are you talking about? Don't you... What are you doing? Shh! What the fuck is going on? Oh, what a pleasure. You can't even imagine how long I've been waiting for this moment. Touch me, Grim. God, it isn't right. I can't let this happen. I need to stop it before it goes any further. No, Emily. It's not you, it's the potion. And you need some time to recover. I'm not going to take advantage of you and your helpless condition. Helpless condition? Shh. Save your breath, okay? I'll take you to the castle. I can't believe things turned out like that. And I had to carry her all the way here. Good thing she's not heavy at all. Very carefully. Here we are. Grim? What's going on? Everything's okay. You're under the influence of the mesmerizing potion. What? I barely remember anything after Grang threw the bottle at us. You have nothing to worry about. You need to rest, Emily. Since you're safe now, I'd better leave you alone. Oh, Grim, thank you. What would I do without you? I didn't do anything special. We both know that's not true. It's nothing, Emily. You can always rely on me, okay? And so sweet of you. Oh, I feel so weak in my head. It's better to have some sleep. Yes, you're absolutely right. I'll come back later then, I promise. Actually, sleep wouldn't hurt me either. This trip to the woods with Emily was pretty exhausting. Goodbye. I didn't notice how dark it got outside the window. No wonder I feel tired. Tomorrow's the meeting where Arthur will announce the winners of the house competition. If Lily and I have done our best, then victory is ours. So I'm in for a nice weekend in Dale. I need a good night's sleep before I travel. Hope I didn't get my calculations wrong. Ugh, it's been a pretty rough week. I deserve a good rest. Okay, greetings, students. As usual, we've gathered you here today, here to announce the results of our traditional house tournament. We've calculated the total points for each house, and the winner is... Leonhart! Yahoo, we won! Great job, everyone. Congratulations to Leonhart. The path to Dale is now open to you. I already feel like it's going to be a great weekend. How could it not be when Saturday begins with a boat ride? And that's where we're going to stop it. Alright, guys. So, yeah, more Lust Academy is coming. Don't worry. We're doing the horror stuff, but there's still AVNs. You guys still like them. They still do very well on the channel, and it would be stupid for me to drop them. Especially since I love them and actually paid for a lot of these. So, alright, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Academy. Stay tuned.